Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for participating on this evening. For those who are tuning in for the first time, we are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity as we get ready to get into the Word of God You can participate. Call in. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. When you call in, you can be an active participant in this Bible study. Amen.
Amen.
We are the body
Amen.
Of Christ together to encourage and to lift up the Word of God, and we do thank you for that. For those of you who are listening by internet, we'd like to remind you, let you know that you can go to the archive and hear any message, any of the 200 or I think 315 we're up to now, any of the messages, and you can share it with a friend, amen, family members or friends. Listen, if there's a time that we need to come together and proclaim the Word of God, it is now. Amen.
Amen.
Do not put it off for tomorrow. Amen. Because tomorrow is not promised. Amen. This evening, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to be doing something a little different. I don't know about you, but there has been numerous deaths that has been coming my way. I don't know about you.
God.
Numerous deaths. People are sick all over. There's And this evening we decided we're going to open it up with a woman of God, minister or mother, Gloria Womack. Amen. She is a prayer intercessor, a prayer warrior. Amen. If there's a time that we need prayer, it is now. Amen. So, first time for blog radio. Keep in mind, for those of you who are listening, when you have listening, please make sure that you mute your phone or whatever you're listening by, because we can hear everything in the background. And the last thing that we want to do is distract. Be a distraction from the Word of God.
So we ask that
you mute your phones or mics, and when you get ready to speak, then you can open it up. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to have her. I'm going to get out of the way and let God do his thing through her. Amen.
Yes.
But before we start, I have some members that I would like to lift up in prayer. Pastor Robinson from out of Tennessee, he asked for us to pray for him. He's not able to be on, but this evening we're asking prayer for Katrina, I'm not going to give out last names, but Corey, for Wendell Wilborn, all right? He's normally a young man who is sitting in the hospital right now, who has some difficulty of amputation. We're going to pray on behalf of him. We're asking prayer for the Hobbs family, who just lost a mighty man of God. We're asking for a prayer for that. We're asking prayer for Stuart Hawthorne, who is sitting in the nursing home. Amen. We're believing that God is going to raise him up, and he's going to be able to walk again. Amen. There are so many members on our list that we need to stand in prayer for. Those are just a few. And I know that you have those that you would like to send up in prayer or submit for prayer. So I'm going to open up right now. If you have someone that you would like to add, or someone that you would like to publicly announce, we're going to ask you to do that before we invite Mother Gloria Womack on. Amen. The Lord or the Spirit gets caught up in the Spirit. We want to do that. We want to submit those names. Listen, let me tell you something. There's no greater thing. There's no greater promise. There's nothing greater than the Word of God. And when we submit the Word of God up in prayer, let me tell you something. I believe things began to happen. Began to happen. So I'm going to open up these mics, and if you have someone that you would like to announce for prayer, we're going to do that right now. Amen.
This is Pastor Miles, Bishop Larry Palmer. He's on the road right now checking on the system. My pastor, Bishop Larry Palmer, and myself, Reginald Miles.
Amen, amen. I did hear from Bishop Palmer, and I know he's going to be with his sister. He's concerned about that. Her name is Deborah, but we're going to lift her up in prayer. She's having some serious problems right now, and we're believing that God is going to turn that sickness, that illness around. Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
Anyone else?
I would like to include in prayer for a pastor by the name of Emmett who was at the University Hospital suffered a stroke, very serious one, and his wife, Kim, and my family, and as well as myself, health wise.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? The mics are open.
Amen. I'd like to ask for prayer for our pastor, Calvin Gordon, for the Calling to Me ministry, asking prayer for his daughter, and then I also ask prayer for myself, Tanya.
My God.
Amen.
Praise God. For my family, the Herman family, my extended family, the Lakin family, the Jackson family, you could just call out my family. Amen.
Family.
And myself.
Yes, God
bless you.
My God.
Anyone else?
Also, my pastor, my associate pastor, executive pastor, Pastor Dawn Mixon. She's not feeling well, so keep her in prayer, as well as our senior pastor, Gloria Mixon, and the ministry, Mount Calvary Holy
Amen.
Church. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Also, with Pastor Miles again, I want you to pray for my daughter. Her name is Destiny. She's studying to be a doctor. There's much on her right about now. She wants to bring babies into this world. She wants to be an obstetrician, an OBGYN. So please lift up my daughter Destiny and pray.
Amen. I'm also throwing this. I cannot remember the young lady that has cancer and that goes to work every day with cancer. We want to lift her up. She's in South Carolina, in Columbia, South Carolina. I cannot remember the name offhand. If you are from South Carolina, if you would like to announce that name so that they can be recognized, I would appreciate that right now.
God, yes.
Her name is Amber Benenhaley.
I also
would like to have Amber Benenhaley.
Yes,
I lift
please.
Her up in prayer, her and her family. I'd like to lift my supervisor, Irma, in prayer. She had foot surgery, and she's recovering. I'm asking for prayer for my family, the Stokes, the Clays, the Hobbs, the Himes, the Mitchells, the Palmer, that God continues to watch over us and protect us.
Yes.
Do we have one more? Amen. We're going to move out of the way, and we're going to turn this mic over to Mother Gloria Womack. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Good evening. Good evening. It's a privilege and an honor to be here to pray for all the concerns that are going before our Heavenly Father tonight. And one thing about our Heavenly Father, He knows every name. He knows every situation. He knows what all you're going through. My mind might forget, but He does not forget, and He knows. And as I was preparing to come, and I asked God to lead and guide, I say, God, move me out the way, and you move in and through me. And the scriptures that came to my mind that I'm going to pray, as I heard the pastor say, we put the word on everything, and the word I'm going to put on tonight is Matthew 7:7. And then I want to put on Jeremiah 33:3. And then I want to do John 14:14 and Luke 1:37. And as I prepare to go into prayer, oh, gracious and heavenly Father, you heard every petition. You heard every name you had. You heard every concern. You know about those that are in the nursing home. You know about those that have lost loved ones. You know about the daughter that's studying to be a doctor, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know about the stroke victims, and you know about the pastors, and you know about God. You know, you said to ask, and I'm come asking God for every concern. Everyone that gave their request, God, that you stop by wherever they may be right now, God, and touch them. You know what they need, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Shower down your blood. name, every need, God, you know all about. You know what our families are going through, God. You know how our hearts are heavy tonight. But I thank you, God, you said to call on you tonight, God. And we're calling on you, said you would answer and show us great and mighty things, God. Let every individual that have called out their request to you, God, hold on to your unchanging hand that you said, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you, God. Be there, God, for them, because all you said is to ask, and they come asking tonight. They come seeking tonight. They come not tonight, God, and you knew everyone that will be listening tonight. You know about the pastors, God. You know about the children. You know about those that are in the nursing home, those that have stroke, God, those that have lost loved ones. You know everyone. God, you're not a man that you should lie. You're a man that keeps all your promise. You are promise-keeping, God. Let those that gave their request tonight hold on to your promises in the mighty name of Jesus. Because John 14:14, if you ask anything in my name, God, and that's the name we coming in, that name above all name, and we come asking, God. And I'm praying tonight, God, that their hearts will be comforted, God, because they came tonight and they asked, God, and they know that you said you sit high and you look low. Look down on everyone, God. Go from heart to heart to breast, God, and touch them in a special way. We thank you, God. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. God, we searched all over, couldn't find nobody. But God, when we found about Jesus, God, we knew, God, that you would heal us. You would heal us everywhere we hurt. The word said, by your stripes we're already healed. Let them hold on to your healing word, God. Let them walk by faith and not by what the doctors say. Let them hold on to the report of the Lord tonight, Lord. Lift every heart, every burden, God. We thank you, God, that you are burden bearer. You say, cast all your care. Let them cast it on you tonight, God, because you say you care for us, God. We thank you, God, that when they leave this broadcast this morning, this evening, they will know that I know my God is able. I know there's nothing too hard for my God. I've called on him, and I'm asking, and I'm waiting on him to move by his spirit. Move, God, on these your people tonight. Lord, fill them up. Give them joy. Let them look to the hills for what cometh their help. The help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth, God. No matter what it looks like, sounds like, feel like, let us hold on to your unchanging hand. God, let us praise you in the midst of what we're going through, God. Let us praise our way through, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Yes.
And we thank you this morning for the blessings that we're going to receive, God, because in Luke 1:37, so with God, nothing will be impossible. Nothing is impossible, saints of God, that you're listening tonight. Hold on to what you asked God for. He said, ask, and you did that tonight, God. You asked him, God. So believe by faith that he will do what he said he's going to do. And we thank you. Thank him in advance. Start thanking him right now. Start holding up holy hands and say, God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God, when you call my loved one home. I know you didn't leave him at home, that you prepared a place for it, covered their hearts, God. God, the joy will come in the morning. Morning comes at night, and Lord, I'm getting excited because I know, God, you're going to touch everyone that's on the line tonight. And in the midnight hour, God, when the tears flow because of their loved one, you're the one that's going to carry them. You're the one that's going to be there. You're the one that's going to dry their tears in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that the joy comes in the morning. Go out of that nursing home, God. Touch and deliver, God. We know you to be a healer. We thank you for the nursing home. We pray for the doctors and the nurses that care for them. In the name of Jesus, we had a person on our prayer line. She didn't call it a nursing home. She said nursing home / condo. Call it, put a praise on wherever you are, whatever you're going through. Put a praise on it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we're praying for our families, God. Bring back our families, God, that are broken, God, because of unforgiveness and all the things that's going on in our family. You're the only one can put it back together, God. Don't let us get discouraged. Don't let us give up. Don't let us throw in the towel because what's going on in our families, God. But let's keep turning to you, and let's keep asking you, and let's keep thanking you in advance for what you're going to do. God, we do everything on credit. Let us praise you on credit. Let us thank you on credit. God, let's do all those things, God, and put aside every weight in the mighty name of Jesus. God, don't let us throw in a die. Praying for pastors tonight, God. Lift them up, encourage them, God. Sometimes they do get weary. Sometimes they do get tired, but you know all about it, God, because you look high and you sit high and look low. Look down on them and their wives and their children and their family, and every time they get weak, God, you be the strength that they need in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray, God, we're asking you tonight, be with us, God. For though that one is South Carolina that has cancer, cancer is no match for our Heavenly Father. We call it on the prayer line the big C, because with the little C, because we know the big C. We know the Christ that can heal. We know the Christ that is able. We know the Christ. Don't look at what the doctor says. Look at one whose report you're going to believe. Look at what God says, God. And every day you go through saying, I'm healed and whole. We say on our prayer line, healed and whole. No matter what the doctor says, God is still healing. He's still setting free in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for what you want to do in the day. And the one that's going through surgery, God, and we see on our prayer line how they go through the surgery, come out. You're on a sign that somebody needs to see your face when you're going through the surgery, and you can pray for the doctors and the anesthesiologists and all. When you come out, and you can say, God did it, and won't he do it? Hallelujah. Can we say, won't he do it? Thank God.
Won't he do it?
Hallelujah. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Do it for every prayer request that's on this line tonight. That's listening on the line tonight, God. That when we leave this line, this broadcast, we won't be like we were when we came. We'd be so encouraged. We'd be lifted up. We'd be inspired because we know that there's nothing too hard for our God. And God, we're praising you. We're thanking you. Let us walk by faith, saints of God, and not by sight, not by what the doctor says, but what God says. And he said there's nothing impossible with him.
Thank
so, God,
you,
we thank you. And, God, I'm asking you in your name. In your name, and we're calling on you. We're calling on you tonight because you said you would answer. And then you said you were great. You will show us great and mighty things which we know is not. Thank you, God.
Yes.
We're going to thank you right now for what you're going to do. For every prayer request that was given tonight, we're going to say thank you, God, for doing it. Thank you, God, that nobody can do it like Jesus. Thank God that you are a healer. Your word says you was a healer. By your stripes, God, we're already healed in every situation. So, Heavenly Father,
thank you
for allowing me to pray this prayer. If I prayed anything amiss, I ask God that you forgive me. It is a privilege and an honor to pray for your people all over, no matter what they're going to. I believe beyond a shadow of doubt when I got down on my knees tonight and I'm recovering from double hip replacement surgery. A year out, I got down on my knees and I said, God, you know what your people need, God. And if you healed me, God, and you raised me up for my surgeries and my circumstances and all that you brought me through, God, I'm a walking testimony. If you did it for me, you'll do it for them. And you're not a prospective person. As I bring my prayer to a close, God, I pray that your people, God, will be healed everywhere they hurt, everything that they're going through, God, that they will remember who you are, what you've done. You have not changed. You're the same, God, yesterday and today forever. You're still healing. You're still saving. God, you're doing everything you said you would do. God, thank you for using me. Now, God, let the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength, and my redeemer. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you. Now, I have to. Amen. This is Pastor Mouth. Now, I know the true definition of a praying mother.
Yes.
I know the true definition of a praying mother. Now, those of you who, I'm sorry, I'm on fire. I can't shut up, and Brother Moderator about to tell me to be quiet. But I know the true definition of a praying mother. Now, I know what my mother did for me when I wasn't around, when I was a little boy, you know, back in the day, what thought I was bad. Woo!
Yes.
Mother, thank you. Mother, thank you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I just have one question. Why you stop praying? Okay, why you stop praying? I know the true definition of a praying mother right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end it. Brother Moderator, I'm telling you right now, this going on my page. A praying mother.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I'm going to try to shut up. But see, I'm like Jeremiah 20:9.
Yes.
I got fire shut up in my bones.
Mm.
Mm.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the message that's going to come forth. It.
Mm.
Woo,
hallelujah.
This is so good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In your hands.
Hallelujah.
It's in your hands.
It got me fired up too. I couldn't keep it to myself, Brother Miles.
Jesus. Thank you.
Pray your mother.
Mother Womack, we do thank you. And there are those who you have not heard, and this line is on fire. This line is on fire. There's so many numbers on it. And I believe that they have received. They have received what has been said. I truly believe that. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking our time to pray for the body of Christ, because we need it. We need it.
We need it.
There are parts of the body that's sick, that's ailing, and we do thank you for doing that this evening. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. I was just going to move out of the way. And, you know, I don't believe in quenching the spirit. I do. However the Lord allow it to go or to operate, I was just going to move out of the way. So we do thank you. I'm going to move on into our scripture. And as we move on to our scripture, please be reminded that this is an interactive Bible study. Amen. Interactive means that you have an opportunity to share. To share what the Spirit is saying to you. Amen? So the topic this evening is prayer as a privilege. Prayer as a privilege. And it's coming from John 14:12-18. And the Word of God reads as such. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter to remain with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he remaineth with you and shall be with you. I will not leave you orphans. I won't leave you fatherless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. Because I live, you shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me. And I in you. He that hath my that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest to him. We started off with where John is saying. And it starts off with whatsoever you shall ask in my name, I will do it, and the Father glorifieth the Son. And what it's saying here, John is saying here, is that when you pray, you have to ask in my name.
Amen.
And that is what it's saying here. If you shall ask anything in my name, meaning that you have to mention the name of Jesus Christ in order for that prayer to be effective.
And it says, when they hear it, I will do it. Now, someone may be listening and they're saying to themselves, am I overmodulating? Some may be listening to them to this and they're saying, well, you know what? I prayed and God did not answer my prayer. And I'm coming to you to say that God, listen, we don't know God's thoughts. We don't know his ways. We don't know how God does what he does. But I do know that he is always a God who's on time. And what does that mean? That means that you and I, the body of Christ, must have faith in the word of God. Must have faith in the word of God. It is not the greatest of all privileges to pray and to know that if obedient to the divine will, prayers will always be answered. We're
Amen.
Talking about the greater work.
The Amen.
Greater work. Jesus in John 14, the greater works. What are the greater works? We're talking about spiritual works. Not carnal works, but we're talking about spiritual works.
Yes.
See, because God only operates in the spiritual.
Yes, God.
That's
only
right.
operates in the spiritual. So that's why it says you have to ask in my name. Now, if you call up for someone who is who has authority on this world, then you're not praying a heavenly prayer. You're not praying a heavenly prayer. See, because when we look at this, when we look at the name of Jesus, he is the Messiah. He is God, and he is supposed to be addressed with reverence. One has to shut up in the deep, and it is sealed by the terrible and the glorious name. That meaning that it is sealed. Once we mention the name of Jesus, then it is sealed. That prayer is sealed. The power
yes.
and his name is written large over the word. We read
oh, you're going to come on with that. Come on.
The
yes.
word of God is written
go
large
ahead.
Over it. Listen, Jesus is written over the word of God.
Yes.
That's the large part of it. When you're reading the word, we're talking about the reverence. We're talking about Jesus Christ.
Ooh,
we're talking
yes.
about the great I am. We're talking about
right
the one
now.
Who is
yes,
and the one
yes,
is to come.
Yes.
We're talking about something greater than we can even imagine or we can even think of.
Come on, moderator.
The higher the being,
yes.
let me say something. The higher the being, the higher the being, the more powerful the name. Let me say that again.
Say it again.
There's power that in his name. There is power in his name, and it
Ooh,
is written.
My, yes, yes.
It is written.
In his name. Ooh, my.
It
God.
Is written.
In his
See,
name.
So what's happening here in John is he's urging his disciples to ask in his name.
In
See,
his
Christ
name.
Seems to be deliberately, he seems to be deliberately avoiding the prayers because I'm thinking that maybe they weren't asking in the name of Jesus.
Ooh,
when they were offering
my God,
up prayers, they weren't offering up prayers in the name of Jesus. Why? Because
Ooh.
Jesus was there.
Teach,
so
moderator.
They're not
moderator.
Lifting
teach,
up those
I,
prayers.
Teach.
So what,
teach, moderator.
So what he's doing with his disciples, he is deliberately, he might be avoiding prayer when he's seeing
mm-hmm.
them. So being offered to Christ seems to be deliberately avoiding prayer. Meaning that when we are praying, we're not looking at the situation, but we are speaking the name of Jesus. See, because our Father knows our every thought.
All right,
so even
now,
before
amen.
We even
yes,
submit
yes.
that whatever is in our mind, whatever it is
yes.
that we are submitting, he already knows it. So all we have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is say, "Jesus, save me."
Teach moderator. Teach moderator.
He already knows what you need saving from.
Yes.
He already knows.
Teach
that.
Moderator. Moderator, you on point. Teach moderator. Come on.
Already know.
So the prime motive at the back of praying should be to glorify God.
My God.
The whole picture is to glorify God. And how do we glorify God? By asking. By asking.
Wow.
In his name. We're asking that the Father may be glorified. We're taking our eyes off the situation, and we're asking that the Father may be glorified. Take your eyes off the situation. Take your eyes off the problem. Take the eyes off of whatever you're going through, and when you ask, listen, let it be known that the Father be glorified. And when the Father is glorified, let me tell you something. He works on behalf of your prayer. He works on behalf of that. And if you want to look at you, and John 14, that's what it's going to. That's what it's going to. We have to back our prayers by glorifying God, by asking in the name of
Jesus.
So when you ask in the name of Jesus, this, now you change it. Now what you've done is you're talking about a supreme prayer. The supreme prayer. You're asking something that is in secret. You're talking about something that is in secret. So when you're submitting your prayers up, let me tell you something. Only the Father knows. No one else. No one else. You may be praying aloud for a situation, but guess what? What you have not said, the Father knows when you ask in the name of Jesus. And I'm saying to you, my brothers and my sisters, that prayer is a privilege. It's not something that's just done on a regular basis. It is a privilege to be able to call on the name of I'm talking about the highest purpose that we must aspire in our prayer. And we have to realize that we have to ask in the name of Jesus. And when we ask in the name of Jesus, what we're doing is we're asking him to abide in us, and we abide in him. We have to do that. We need to lay our hearts out there. And when we lay our hearts out there, we're putting directions regarding the exercise of the most powerful force in the world. When we lay our hearts out there, we're laying it out toward the most powerful force in the world.
Say that again. Please.
Yes.
I remember seeing in a scripture says your lips say that you glorify me, but your heart is far from me. Didn't he say that?
Oh, have mercy.
Didn't he say that? So what God,
Come on, moderator.
When you throw those words up there, what you are doing is, listen, let me tell you something. You are submitting to the highest supreme God. That's what you're doing.
That's
and if
good.
Your heart is not right, whatever you say, you can miss it. Let me tell you something. Once it gets to that secret place, God knows. Your lips are announcing, I believe, but your heart is far from me. So if we could be fruitful branches in the vine, our will must be in a unison with Christ as we pray
in his name.
We have to be in unison with Christ as we pray in his name. I'm talking about, listen, we have to be able to get our mindset out of who we are, and we have to be able to submit our whole self to Christ. Let me tell you something. God doesn't want part of you. He doesn't want you only on a Sunday. God wants all of you every day. And in order for you, God, to have you every day, that means you have to submit yourself to him daily.
It's good.
Daily.
You cannot slip through this. You cannot straddle the fence. You cannot get past God, because God already knows where you're going to get before you got there.
Yes.
He already knows that. Why? Because he is looking at your heart. And when you pray, it is a privilege to pray to the supreme being. That's a
yes,
privilege.
It is. Yes, it is.
Not
yes.
everybody can do that. It is a privilege. He is the highest. Listen, he is the high priest. He's the high priest prayer. When we're talking about praying, when we're talking about the high priestly prayer of Christ was the prayer. Listen, remember on the night when he was betrayed? And listen, he preceded by the hour of two terrible agony pieces. Two agony pieces. And listen, when that was the highest, when God, listen, he was telling his disciples, I'm going. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm going to leave you a comforter. I'm going to leave you a comforter. So just because you don't see me, that does not mean that I am not here. Yes, I am here.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, I am here. And that's what the word says here. It says, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. The world can't see Christ. So as far as they know, Christ is dead and never coming back. But yes, no, I'm telling you something. Christ is alive. How do we know he's alive? Because he resides in you. And you and you. So when you submit your prayers up to the high priest, listen, when you submit them up to God, listen, God is looking at his son. He's not looking at you. He's
not
listening to what you say, but he sees his son, that comforter that was left behind.
Yeah.
He sees that comforter, Jesus Christ, his son who died so that you and I may have life and we may have it more abundantly. So I'm saying to you that when you go in prayer, you have to submit your whole self. Your whole self. God wants all of you. God wants all of you. Let me tell you something. There are two things that I look at. There's two things I like to look at. And there's two things. One is fire, and the other one is salt. One is fire, and the other one is salt. Let me tell you, here, listen to this. It says fire is used in many ways. It is a consistent symbol of the holy presence and the character of God. If you want to look that up, go to Deuteronomy 4:24, or go to Hebrews 12:29. And at various times, it is applied to the Spirit. The Spirit. I heard somebody say that they was on fire. I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that. I heard someone say that they was on fire. So now we're talking
that's
about
me.
Various times.
That's me. I'm on fire. That's me. I'm on fire. I said it.
The Spirit. So I'm talking, but go to Isaiah 4:4 if you want to understand that. If you don't understand that, then go to Acts 2:3. Okay? So up there, it's cloven tongues like as fire. Mm. When you read that, cloven tongues like as fire. Even Luke talks about it in 12:49. In Revelations 4:5. You can look it up. There's the scriptures. There's scriptures for that. It is the most expressive figure of fire gives. Listen, fire gives warmth and light. Fire gives warmth and light. What does it do? It keeps you warm, but it also gives you light so that you can respond, that you can understand where Christ is working. So that you can understand the Spirit in you. I'm not talking about the outside. I'm not talking about that frame. I'm talking about the Spirit in you. It gives warmth and it gives light. So when you want to
come on, moderator.
Listen, my wife always tells me, when I lose something, did you pray about it? Did you ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to find it? And guess what? Most time I didn't. Most of the time, that is why? Because we forget. We forget. Yes, I'm putting you in the same category. We forget. We forget the seriousness of the Spirit. It consumes what the combustible, listen, it's a combustible test, which it is, it, listen, it cleanses that which is neither air nor water can cleanse. I'm talking about fire. It cleanses that which neither air nor water can cleanse. Its action is life-giving as the warmth of the mother bird while she broods upon her nest. Fire gives light, and therefore it indicates the knowledge of illumination. And now when we talk about the illumination, now we're talking about the Holy Spirit, how it imparts in you and I. The eyes of your understanding are being enlightened when you're in tune with the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
Amen.
Not my words. Go to Ephesians 1:17 if you want to look that up. Go to Hebrews 6:4 if you want to look at that up. Fire gives heat. It warms things. Listen, it warms things and persons, and it symbolizes the Spirit's power to warm. Listen to this. The Spirit's power to warm cold hearts. To warm cold hearts. Romans 5:5. Look it up if you want. Listen, I'm just saying what the Word says.
Amen.
Fire gives power to generate steam. It also represents the energizing influence of the Spirit. Now, here's the other part. If you want to look that up, you can go to Malachi. You can go to Corinthians 3:13. You can go to Leviticus 9:21. You can listen. It's all through the scripture. It's not what I'm saying. I'm only saying what.
Oh, and Brother Moderator.
The word of God. So the one part we talk about is fire. The other part of us, when we're in prayer, we're talking about when they see us, we are the salt. We are the salt. Salt is an example taken to express the influence of the saints spiritually in a corrupt world.
Wow.
You are the
yeah.
salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. You are the salt in a corrupt world. Matthew 5:13. You can go for it. Salt with fire. When you put them both together, salt with fire says, listen, look at Mark 9:49. You can look it up. The Holy Spirit alone can preserve our character from anything that is trying to prevent us from being more like Christ. So, and so when it's tragic when the salt, when we lose our salt, when we lose our salt, we lose power to arrest evident decay all around us. When
wow,
we lose our salt, when you are not representing who God says that you are, you lose that amongst those around you.
Mm.
How are you going to bring someone
That's
to Christ
good.
And you acting like this? How are you going to bring someone to Christ and you trying to go where they go? How are you going to bring someone to Christ when you're talking about God, how good God is, and you doing the same thing, turning up that bottle? How are you going to bring someone to Christ? And that's what I'm saying. We lose our power, and when we there's no evidence around us, and when there's no evidence around us that we are the body of Christ, it begins to decay. In other words, they lose respect.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure you've heard that. Oh, they ain't no Christian. They just playing church. I'm sure you heard that. To be salt with fire implies twofold. The influence of the Spirit first as fire. It cleanses the life of the believer, consuming all uncleanliness and purification. Then as salt, the salt keeps the believer clean, preserving him or her day by day from sin's corruption. So I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, that we must guard against losing our saltness that is the Spirit created spiritually. So when this goes, then we have nothing. When this goes, we have nothing. My brothers and sisters, it is a privilege. Prayer is a privilege. It's a privilege. Don't lose that privilege. Don't lose that privilege. I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to open up the comments here in reference to that. The mics are open.
Brother moderator.
Come on, fire.
This is Pastor Miles.
Yes, sir.
I'm already on fire. And I told you in personal, I love Blog Talk Radio.
Praise
and this
Lord.
Is to your point and on your wise. This is the reason why moderator stays quiet, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Brother moderator could take this any day of the week when he's here to teach you like he's teaching you. I submit to you all, when Brother Moderator has people on here, trust and believe Brother Moderator has looked at the people, prayed about the people, and understood the people. Brother Moderator, you on fire. And I thank
praise
you to
Lord.
Be under your tutelage. I praise God in the name of Jesus to be under your tutelage. Because you know how to make things happen. And you know how to discern the right way. And you come with the word of God. I'm on fire. I got to be quiet. God bless. We're talking.
Good.
God bless.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Any other comments in reference to the scripture?
Yes.
Any comments?
You are truly inspiring. And as one, another person who loves the word of God, there's no other word whereby we can be saved.
Yes.
And I love it. I love the way the Spirit moves on you. And I thank Sister Edna for turning me on to you, Elder
Lord,
Edna.
God glory. Amen. We give God the glory. Amen.
Yeah. God
Amen.
The glory.
Any comments on prayer as a privilege? Prayer as a privilege. Any comments on the scripture? Hallelujah.
Prayer is a privilege. You know, it's very good to speak to your father. You know, it's good when you can talk to your daddy. For those who follow
Amen.
Me, you know, I'm big on a father-son relationship. And to talk to your daddy, there are many people who can't do that. You know, in the world with which we live today. Some fathers have let him go. But we have a father who we can talk to. I talk to my kids regularly.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a father and a daddy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And see, there's one thing about Jesus, his name, this is where I look at it. He's our daddy. But his daddy is our father. And we can come to the Father in our big brother's name, which is Jesus. And daddy's always there.
Mm.
The one who created us, when Jesus was there, he's always there. Always. So prayer being a privilege, come on. I mean, how can you miss that? Thank you, Brother Moderator.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I love it. I love it, sir. I love this
Amen.
Topic of prayer being a privilege, because what the Word of God says is men should always pray. And God wasn't just saying that for us to just take it lightly. Men should always pray. He was inviting us into Him to pray. And not only that, when we come into Him and we pray through the name of Jesus, he not only, we have that relationship, but then as we come into him, because we are one with him, then he, what he does, God is amazing. What he does, he gives us the power. After we are in that secret place, in that place of prayer, in that place of worship, in that place of dialogue. He can open us up, pour things in us, and we can go out and be what he wants us to be, powerful in him, through him.
Amen.
You know, prayer is a privilege. We need to come to him. I like when you said that submitting, you know, submitting, surrendering daily.
Mm-hmm.
We should do it daily. That's because even Paul said, I die daily. That means we're dying to ourselves, to what we want to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
and how we think. If we lay before the Lord every day,
mm-hmm.
every day
mm-hmm.
in prayer, He's there to cleanse us, to fill us again, to empower us, so we can do the things that we need to do for him.
Amen.
This is a good topic here,
Amen.
Sir.
Amen.
I'm like Pastor Miles. It's fire, brother. It's fire. And salt, yes, we are the salt of the earth.
Amen.
And if we lose it, and they tie, I mean, you tied it in so perfectly, fire and salt. We need to know that we are not only on fire, but we're preserved. God preserves us.
Amen.
And we are to be able to go and spread us into this land that so
mm-hmm.
so need.
Mm-hmm.
They need it.
Amen.
The world
Amen.
Needs salt. You're right. We can't act one way and talk about we are Christ.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
No.
And this Miles again. Like I said, I'm
yes,
on fire.
Brother Miles.
I truly like how you had that praying mother on.
Yes.
I don't know if she's still online, but mother, she did something to me.
She opened
She did something to me.
Everything.
Now, if you've been on Blog Talk
actually,
with him for a while, you know, I'm a daddy's boy.
Amen.
I'm a daddy's boy,
and my dad's gone on. Pastor, before we close, I want to bring her back on so she can share a few comments before we close, so she can give information and let you who have been listening know a little bit about her. I didn't ask her. Come on. She didn't just come from anywhere, okay? You need to understand, you know, she just didn't come on. She just didn't have to be there. You know, this was purposely done, you know.
Yeah.
Mother Gloria, are you still there?
I think she might have had something.
Mother Womack? Amen. I wanted her to give you just a little feedback in terms of what she does. That's what she does on a regular basis. Minister Herman,
yeah.
You want to give just briefly before we go in closing, because I'm looking, we're running out of time with that.
Mm-hmm.
But please, she was asked to come on. Because this is someone that Minister Herman prays with on a regular basis. They have it. What day is it that you all come together, different states?
I'd like to say, are you there, Mother? Are you there?
Yes.
Praise
can you
God.
Hear me now?
Can yes,
you
we
hear
can.
Me now?
Yes, we can.
Let me
yes,
tell
ma'am.
You something. I'm a radical mama. I say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word was powerful. You know, I'm just a servant of God. I don't get caught up in entitled. I love to serve. Praying is what I do. And it
yeah.
is a privilege and an honor. And I'm excited. I'm a part of a ministry called Call Unto Me Ministry. And
she's
we
the
come
founder,
on
y'all.
Monday through. Well, you mm-hmm. see that? See, I don't. Well, Edna said.
I know, Mother.
That's just me. But I am the founder, and our scripture we stand on is Jeremiah 33:3, and he said, "For all of those that are downtrodden, and all those with heavy hearts, and those that don't have a place that they can come. They can come to a place that they know that loves them, and daily they can come Monday through Friday, and they can get loved on. They can get prayed for. You know, you could just
Amen.
Be yourself, and that's just me. I just be myself, and you can come on. Our number is just 712-770-4035. And we do have an excess number because it's 683. Edna, you're going to have to help because, you know, when I get excited, my memory
goes. Yes,
and I love to laugh. So if you hear me laugh, because the joy of the Lord is my strength.
687-346
is the code. And we invite you to come. I love to come to anywhere where the word is being given, is being taught. And I will be coming back, not just to ask someone to pray, but someone because I love the word of God.
Yes,
and I have been blessed. I tell you, I have truly been blessed because it is a privilege. I love talking to my daddy. I love praying for the people of God. So I tell you, that Pastor Miles, I tell you, I got the same spirit you as I'm ready to burn up something. Okay, I'm going to be
Praise
good
Lord.
Now, but that's just who I am.
Praise
the
Lord.
Call Unto Me ministry. And we come Monday through Friday Bible study on Saturdays from 8 to 9 p.m.
You want to mention that code again, please?
That number,
code.
May I, Mother? The number, may I, Mother? It's Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And the number is 712-770-4035. And the access code is 687-346 pound.
All right. You got it.
Amen.
Amen. So you know that this is an access. You know that that she is serious about the word of God and serious about prayer. So listen, we're going to too many things and not to know where to go. Okay?
Yeah.
We
Amen.
Know where to go, but
we're
supposed to go. So you have access to be able to go through that. And let me say something before I close. Mother Womack, you are going to be asked to come back more than once. We do. Listen, let me tell you something. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. So I do hope that you will not refuse us when we ask you to come back to pray, because there's just so much going on. I just see so many things going on with the body of Christ, and we need to pray our way out of it.
Amen, amen.
We need to pray our way out of this.
Yes.
You know, so I do thank you for coming on and just lighting us up, okay? Just bringing the fire on. I love it. I love it. Amen. And I just pray that that as we have that fire, that we will latch on to the salt. As we go through this world, through our journey, that we will latch on to that salt, and that fire and that salt will be, listen, it will come together. It will come together. Not only are we fire, but also we've been preserved by us being the salt of the earth.
Yes.
And I do thank you for that. I do thank you for that. We are at the close of the hour. We do thank you all, each and every one of you, for tuning in. We're here every Wednesday. I think next week we're going to be in New York. Are we going to be New York back-to-back? We may be New York back-to-back. We also have some other things coming up. So, Mother Womack, again, we do thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, I believe in prayer. And all I can say is, you know, you just lit it up for us. So we thank you so much. We're going to close because we're at the end of the hour. Again, if you want to go back to the archives, you can go into Blog Talk Radio, go into archives and type in We Can Begin Again. And you can pull up and hear this mighty woman of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I'm asking you to go there and do that. Okay, because listen, she's the real deal. She's the real deal. We thank you so much. We're closing right now.